In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have a parable today, this time about Lazarus, the beggar, and the rich man. And this parable can also be considered to be a parable about the kingdom of heaven. You know about all these parables of the kingdom of heaven. The Lord would say, the kingdom of heaven is like unto something. Well, he doesn't say that here, but the parables about the kingdom of heaven are all about how to live in order to inherit the kingdom, what your state of being should be, the kind of person you should be, what you should become. This also is a parable about what you should be and also what you should not be to inherit the kingdom of heaven. There's a fundamental principle that is outlined in this parable that we forget. We forget quite often, and we need to be reminded of it. Abraham said to the rich man, the nameless rich man, who was in the flames, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. Now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. In other words, do you want to receive your reward now and torment later? Or are you willing to endure whatever it is that God in his sovereign might brings into your life now? If it be suffering, let it be suffering. If it be plenty, let it be plenty. But are you willing to endure whatever the Lord brings in your life now so that you may have comfort later? Now, any Christian will suffer in this world, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're sick or healthy, whether you have family members that die early, whether that you endure war or any other thing, or whether or not your life is rather ordinary and doesn't have a whole lot of terrible occurrences in it, a Christian must suffer. Must suffer. And this suffering must come in the heart. It must come because the world is not a good place. The world is not what it should be. And we should feel that distinctly and keenly. And if we realize that this world is not our home, it's not our permanent place of residence, we're aliens and strangers in this place, then we won't think worldly things are that important and won't consider the things of the world that we can have to be the ultimate pleasures. I think we do, though, quite a bit. Maybe not in terms of having great expensive things and having the best food all the time and all the rest. But also remember, things of the world are your ego, your pride, putting on airs, all the rest. All those things are going to go away. Now, if you want to have advancement now in the world, if you want to be thought of highly, even though privately you're not such a good person, if you want to have your ego fed and stroked in the world, the Lord will allow it. The Lord will allow it. But that will be your reward, here and now. What a terrible thing to have your reward now. I'd rather wait. And I think you would too. But in order to be able to wait, we have to remind ourselves constantly that everything in the world is transient and fleeting and going away. And then fundamentally, the purpose of our here in the world is to become like our Lord. And the rich man is quintessentially the opposite of the Lord. He lived sumptuously. He lived without care, always happy, always partying, always having a good time. And he ignored those around him who were suffering. It's not sinful to have money. It's not sinful to be rich. It is sinful to ignore the suffering of those around you. He had to step over Lazarus to get into his housing compound. He saw Lazarus every day. I'm sure he didn't know his name. Everybody knew the rich man's name. But nobody knew Lazarus. Only the dogs who licked his sores. The rich man was oblivious to the suffering of a fellow human being. Fundamentally, if we are to be Christians, we must feel pain at the suffering of other human beings. We must always be considering how can we help another. Whether it means giving alms, or whether it means showing compassion, whether it means going on a trip, helping in some place. You can help your fellow man daily if you care. Remember, there's a lot of Lazaruses around. Do you step over them? They don't all look like beggars, you know. They don't all have sores. And they're not all in dirty clothes. And they're not all sick. There's many Lazaruses around. Do you take care of them? Do you notice them? Or you're like the rich man. All right, so your pocketbook is not so full. But are you so wrapped up in your own life, your own entertainment, whatever is next on the agenda, that you don't notice those around you? Then, if you're doing this, then your reward is now, and torment comes later. Well, how do we break out of this vice grip, which most people are in? Remember, the way to heaven is very narrow. The way to damnation is very broad. Most people are on that road, including those that are in the church. Absolutely and positively. We have enough parables to prove that. The parable of the wheat and the tares, for one. So indeed, most people are living a life of heedlessness. Now you have to check yourself. Do you live heedlessly? Do you notice the sufferings of others? Are you attempting to show compassion to others? And after all, when you show compassion, what are you fundamentally doing? Aren't you fundamentally learning to act as our Jesus Christ? And fundamentally, don't we all need mercy, since we're all sinners? And if we need mercy, the Lord has shown that if we show mercy to others, He will show mercy to us. And even more important than this, yes, even more important, we will be able to hold on to the Lord's mercy, understand Him, and be in His presence without shame if we have shown mercy to others. Because we will know Him, because we became like Him in this world. Truly, there is a heaven and a hell. This parable makes it clear. It is a fictional story. Lazarus and the rich man are not real people. There aren't real people that lived exactly like this. However, what happens is the Lord is speaking of reality, that indeed people do go down into torment, and indeed there is a great gulf fixed, and indeed you will have your pleasures now or your pleasures later. All of that is true. And indeed, there is a judgment. We should remind ourselves of it constantly. And we should remind ourselves constantly of what we are here for. You know, truly, we are like rich men. I mean, we really don't suffer much. We have food as much as we need, even if we don't have much money. We have clothing. We have shelter. You know, not so many years ago, many people suffered greatly. The poor were truly destitute. Truly without a place to cover their heads or even clothes to cover their bodies. This is really true. And starve. So compared to the rest of humanity historically going back a few hundred years, we are rich. So let us not forget that we are rich. And let us try to expend our riches upon others. Not just monetarily, although that is usually the thing we hold on to the most, but also by showing compassion to others, noticing how many Lazaruses there are around you. There are many. There are some right here in our midst. People that are suffering in some way, that need compassion, that need help. I shouldn't be the only one that knows all of the stories. You also should care for your fellow man and those in your family here and those that you come into contact at work or in your extended families or anywhere you go. Remember, your reward can be given to you now. You can have your pleasure now, but it will be a fleeting pleasure, and it'll go away. Instead, learn to have compassion. Learn to endure suffering. Learn to actually appreciate suffering, and actually to seek it in some cases. A Christian should seek out suffering. Not that he should try to get himself hurt or make himself hungry, but he should struggle to help all others. And when you struggle to help others, you'll feel suffering and put yourself at some risk in some way. May God help us not to be like this rich man who, by the way, he has no name, does he? No name at all. He just called a certain rich man. In hell, they have no names. But in paradise, everyone has a name, and everyone is known to everyone else. And everyone can gaze upon the face of God without shame, because they lived a life that became like Christ, stepwise in their life on the earth. May God help us to fulfill this. Amen.